Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, we have Ainsley Inglis, acclaimed Delaware ballerina, talking about being a ballerina in these globalized times. Ainsley, thanks so much for having your time today for us.
You're welcome. Not a problem.
So let's talk about what implies being a ballerina these days. It's a profession that demands a lot of strength on both mind and body. So tell us about that. What is to be a ballerina these days, in your opinion?
I think to be a ballerina is to be both an athlete and an artist. Mm-hmm. It's something we talk about a lot these days. It mm-hmm. used to be predominantly more artistic, and mm-hmm. we did get away from that for a little while, and what happened is it became really technically difficult mm-hmm. Because of that. So now it's sort of a time where me and I think a lot of my peers mm-hmm. are moving back towards the art aspect, but trying to keep all of that mm-hmm. technical growth. So I think it's becoming even harder than it was previously, because mm-hmm. There's a lot of attention to detail and a lot of athleticism and new movement. Mm-hmm. So,
but the artistry has to be there. It's not just about moving.
Absolutely, absolutely. Otherwise, then it's just gymnastics or acrobatics, or, you know, and that's actually something that the dance community is talking about incessantly mm-hmm. right now mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. how do we make sure that the art component stays alive while we've been pushing all these technical limits.
So there are schools of being a ballerina, particularly from Russia at one point, but I believe that there are some other countries that have promoted this profession, I should say. I don't know how to even call it, because I agree with you. It combines both things at the same time. If you have to pick and choose your influences, where are those coming from?
Well, the thing about ballet is that it was started in Italy by Cicchetti, mm-hmm. and then it was done in France. They, you know, France sort of dropped the ball, if you will. Mm-hmm. Russia picked it up, ran with it, and has an extensive history. And then what happened is the reason that all those other countries have mm-hmm. ballet is actually because of the Ballet Russe and Diaghilev mm-hmm. And he toured the world, you know, Australia in times mm-hmm. when you were taking 2 months to go across the ocean on a mm-hmm. boat. You couldn't just hop on a flight. And, right. you know, I did a world tour with Universal Ballet for 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's exhausting. And that was, you know, probably nothing compared to what they did. But they sort of brought it everywhere. So mm-hmm. there's a lineage you can trace. And mm-hmm. now, yeah, there's a lot of things that have branched off, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of more, that's what I'm saying, detailed techniques, mm-hmm. you know, and, mm-hmm. and small differences in the ways and styles of different mm-hmm. countries. But mm-hmm. for me, because of Russian Ballet Theater mm-hmm. That was here, and all of the great Russian dancers that were a part of that company, mm-hmm. Delaware actually has very fabulous training, because they all came directly from the source itself, you know, mm-hmm. as we all say in ballet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Mariinsky, the Bolshoi, those are mm-hmm. The founders of our art form. So, mm-hmm. you know, all my teachers and everyone in this community pretty much has been touched by the dancers that came from mm-hmm. there. So I started really with Pasha and Kambalov and mm-hmm. Christina Kambalov. They were yes. both with the company.
Mm-hmm. And, now working at the First State Ballet.
Yeah, they made it. You mm-hmm. know, they mm-hmm. they finished, the company finished Russian Ballet Theater. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was with them from the beginning when I was little, and I remember, mm-hmm. you know, the whole process, and now they've really created something fabulous. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
And they continue doing so.
Absolutely. They have the company. It's so good. And yes. I was a part of it, you mm-hmm. know, in the beginning of my career. It was
so you
fabulous.
Began with them. So that's
absolutely.
How you-
yeah. Yeah. And they basically, I mean, they made me. I had a brief, you know, I have trained with the mm-hmm. Kirov Academy mm-hmm. in Washington, D.C. for a few years in high school. I was mm-hmm. at the boarding school there mm-hmm. And had, you know, the opportunity to work with a lot of really renowned teachers. But for me, actually, that experience wasn't about getting something that I wasn't getting here mm-hmm. teaching wise. Mm-hmm. It was more about getting connected to other kids who really wanted to just do ballet. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Because yes. even here, even though it's good, there are kids who take ballet still just for mm-hmm. fun. And I really wanted to be in that mm-hmm. focused mm-hmm. Environment. But yeah, it was always Russian teachers for me. And even now in New York, I work with Valentina Kozlova, mm-hmm. previously, you know, principal of the Bolshoi. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. But
renowned ballerina.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And she offers a very unique perspective for me, too, mm-hmm. though, because she's so well trained from the Bolshoi. But she's actually, then she was in New York City Ballet, and then mm-hmm. she was in a show on Broadway. She's actually done, she sort of grew the same yeah. way that ballet
and expanded
has grown.
The concept of
yeah,
ballet.
Absolutely. So, you know, I really like working with her because she has a lot of very novel concepts, I mm-hmm. think, that you can really only get from her. So for me, that's been nice.
And you were touching on something that is very important to mention. It's not just the athleticism, but also the expression that you put on both your face and the body, because you have to communicate something that is actually happening that has to be clear for the audiences and not necessarily in occasions audiences that clearly understand maybe this is the first time that they have been exposed to ballet.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that I love hearing, you know, people. I just did a guesting in mm-hmm. Minnesota. I mm-hmm. did Khichri and Don Q with the Metropolitan Ballet there. Mm-hmm. And I actually have a few family members there. And my one, I guess you would say he's a great uncle, if you will. He had never come to the ballet, and I happened to be there. They'd never seen me dance.
That was his
and
first time.
Yeah, he went, and he just was like, you know, wow, you really made me enjoy that. Mm-hmm. You drew me in. I was entertained the whole time, and he had anticipated totally not mm-hmm. being, you know, sucked in and enjoying it at all.
You surprise your uncle.
Yeah, yeah.
Big time.
And I love doing that. I mean, that's always the thing. Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your day. Tell me if because you're now a full-time ballerina, right? So how that is not an easy task. I want people to get the flavor of what implies and the sacrifices.
I mean, if I tell you about my day right now, it's insanity because I'm not.
Well, you tell us about the insanity.
I mean, a normal dancer is in like a contract and not doing what I've been doing this last year. So previously I could tell you my day mm-hmm. with great ease, like wake up at 8 o'clock, eat, you know, this, but now this is not the case, which has mm-hmm. Been exhilarating. I have been freelancing. So like today I woke up, I have to do the radio interview and then I'm catching the train to New York. I have mm-hmm. two different rehearsals mm-hmm. and then class with my coach, Valentina, a show tomorrow at 12 in the morning mm-hmm. for my friend Christopher Keynes. He's a choreographer in New York. And mm-hmm. And then, you know, scoot back home. It's always like not just a lot of dancing and,
right.
and effort in that part, but I've been traveling a lot.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's sort of like trying to have a schedule without a schedule. But the staple is every day you take ballet class.
That's a must.
Absolutely.
And it's got to happen. For how long?
At least an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at this point, I am starting to finally feel, which I'm excited about, because mm-hmm. I think then my level of artistry can only excel now. I'm starting to feel so comfortable technically, because mm-hmm. I've been doing it for, I don't know, 24 years or
mm-hmm. like, yeah, it takes
I'm
time.
Finally being able, I can dance and move without thinking. Most of my, you know, tiny technical things mm-hmm, mm-hmm, have been addressed.
Mm-hmm. Practice,
so,
practice, and
absolutely.
Practice. It doesn't happen overnight.
But, you know, the minute you don't take class for a month,
you
all those things
it.
You just fixed come back. So it's really like,
it's
every
constant,
day.
It's a lifetime choice.
I try to balance being a human being, I always say this, and being a ballerina, which is maybe why I've ended up having a different path than some of my friends who are just in a company and always uh-huh. in a company. But I kind of insist on being myself and
well, that is important.
Following my own way.
Right, right.
So
tell us something food-wise. I'm sure people are thinking about what, how can she maintain the figure, because that's also part of the deal. It's not that you just go ahead and eat three burgers at one time. You cannot do that.
I hope no one's eating three burgers at one time. That's like a lot.
But maybe once. No, seriously. Do you pay attention to
of
certain
course.
Intakes?
It was very hard. Figuring that all out was one of the hardest things for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was surrounded when I was younger just by so many eating disorders, like everybody. I remember. I remember
well, you think about that.
At a point, wondering if there was something wrong with me because mm-hmm. I wasn't able to, like, I wanted to be successful, but I really have a naturally healthy kind of connection with my body. So
right.
I just was never able to even do any of that at all. And I could never understand. So for me, actually, it's been a journey of figuring out how to legitimately, like, in a healthy way, maintain
right.
my weight. It's annoying to me that I have to think about it at all, but it's totally necessary. I tend to do the more, like, I eat what I want to eat, but I just don't eat a lot of it. I take my time. That's really, really helps a lot.
Well, that's helpful.
Yeah, well, it really
you continue
helps.
Thinking about food. Let's re-engage with the audience to let them know that you are listening to News Radio 1450 WILM. And 1410 WDOB for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. We have today the great pleasure of talking to an acclaimed Delaware ballerina, Ainsley Inglis, and a Scottish name, you were telling us, that it's a beautiful name, and she's making huge inroads. In fact, let me interrupt for a bit, and then we're going to go back to the food stuff. But this is important. The governor, Governor Markell, gave her a tribute that is important to mention because not everybody gets a tribute these days. Do you want to speak to that?
I had absolutely literally no prior knowledge that mm-hmm. this was going to occur. It just came in the mail. Mm-hmm. But it's a tribute for I'm generally not that good about bragging, my achievements, like, internationally, and mm-hmm. You know, what they've meant to Delaware, and also my achievements in Delaware and for mm-hmm. Delaware. So,
it's a recognition.
It's a recognition of my achievements.
And Governor Markell, we have to say, recognizes, and the First Lady recognize the importance of the arts and how these achievements can actually promote Delaware in many different ways to the rest of the world. So congratulations on that. I think it's well-deserved.
Thank you.
And gives people the chance to get a glimpse of what implies to be a ballerina these days, because these recognitions, in your case, come after 20-plus years of working hard.
Yeah, it's very true. And actually, I met the governor before. I think it was before he was governor. also.
In his previous position.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Before I went to join the Universal Ballet.
Right.
So he's always, I think, kind of been following what I've been doing for a little while. And I think what prompted him giving me this award specifically mm-hmm. is I got nominated and I'm in the process of joining a UNESCO mm-hmm. International Dance
mm-hmm.
Council.
Mm-hmm.
The president, I'm going to read his name. I might not pronounce it correctly.
Go ahead.
Dr. Alkis Raftis, the mm-hmm. president, nominated me to become a member. And mm-hmm. it's like a very, very big honor for me and mm-hmm. will give me a lot mm-hmm. of access more to the, not necessarily the side of ballet that's, you know, doing ballet,
mm-hmm.
The side of ballet that's concerned with where is it going and how can mm-hmm. it help people and,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, the impact it can have globally and how can we steer the community
and
in better directions.
That's a good point. And actually, it's equivalent to what at one point the poet laureate of the state of Delaware, Joan Balinghi, told me in a similar position as yours, in the sense that whenever somebody recognizes you, that brings also responsibilities. in many ways. It's not just about the own's accomplishments, but also the need of, in your case, perhaps expanding the concept of ballet to new generations, because you've been there, done that for 20 plus years, but you're still very young. That implies that you began probably when you were wearing diapers or something like that. But
yeah, I started going every single day when I was 7 years old, which is when I started Point at the Academy of the Dance in, I think it's now the Wilmington Ballet. Yeah, every single day since then. So it's already been a career even when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think right now I'm very much interested, not just in growing like as personally as an artist, but I've been thinking a lot about the idea of how I can use that actually for service.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Well said. Future plans. How do you see yourself progressing and moving ahead? If you can dream about something about you and your career being a ballerina, how do you see yourself?
Well, I have like millions and millions of dreams. Right now I've been splitting my time between Delaware and New York, and I definitely see myself wanting to be in New York for, you know, as much time as I can. I mean, as I said, I've been thinking a lot for a long time, partly because of Ursuline, like, you know, the Serviam motto has just been instilled in me. And I really want to make a service project. I actually have like an idea that I want to implement. I think it's going to require a lot of work, but I'm interested in the idea of ballet. Really, it's always helped me. And I know so many people who have been through so much in their life, and ballet is the reason it turned out good.
Right.
So I'm interested in the idea of finding those people who are struggling, and if they can use ballet to help them.
As a way of expression.
Yes. Sorry that I got teary-eyed.
No. It's important because that speaks about something that really moves you in that positive way. So it speaks highly about your willingness to connect with people differently. And I'm telling you, there are different disciplines, and maybe ballet might be the discipline that might open up the eyes and the soul of many different individuals that might connect with something that is beyond their own beings.
I think because it's art, it definitely has that ability. And
there you go.
I just think that for a long time, it's always been something that is sort of untouchable for the general public. It's sort of a lofty thing. Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's dance. It's just... because there's so much discipline involved, it's so graceful. I feel like it really has the capacity to take people out of reality instead of sort of commenting on the realities of life. It is.
Sometimes you have to stay away.
Yeah, sometimes you want to just watch something beautiful and relax. But not just the watching, also taking ballet, you know, because it's very soothing to take ballet. So I'm interested in exposing communities and people to ballet who can't be exposed to it at their own free will.
Now, let's switch a little bit. If there's a ballet that has inspired you, that has captured your emotions and imagination watching it, what is that piece that comes to mind?
Well, I mean, my absolute favorite ballet is Giselle. That's when I was 11. I remember I got this. Mm-hmm. We used to watch VHSs. I feel old when I say that, even though
I'm
not.
That's okay. That's fine.
But I had a VHS of my favorite ballerina. I remember I just got it. I must have watched that thing every single day. Alessandra Ferri's Giselle.
That's the one that connects with
the story is beautiful, and the whole thing is beautiful. That's definitely my favorite ballet, classical ballet. Yeah.
Right. And then plans, you're going back to New York right now. You're catching up on a train. And
I'm working on an opera, too. I'm collaborating with a choreographer friend of mine. He's restaging the Fairy Queen. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do all of the divertissements. So I'll be the only, you know, ballerina in it and with my partner, Luke. And so I'm working on that, working on... well, I have a show tomorrow and a few teaching summer, you know, teaching camps. I actually love teaching.
You
can't do
right
everything,
now?
But I try to. I do. I teach and, you know, I'm going to do some summer programs this summer.
There you go. Is there a way where people can see you, get in contact with you, and connect with you somehow? Or they just need to stay tuned to what Ainsley Inglis is doing via newspapers?
I have a website.
You want to share that one?
AinsleyInglis.com. Easy to remember.
That's easy to... Well, if not, when in doubt, just Google it out.
True, actually. Yeah. And also, you can always type my name into YouTube because I post videos all the time. So
there you go. Why don't you spell your name so people get it? Because it's really a very unique name.
Oh, yeah. That's very true. Okay. I feel like I'm making an insurance phone call. AynSley. And last name, Inglis, Inglis.
There you go. Just Google it and you'll see a beautiful young lady that is a ballerina, the Delaware ballerina, claimed one. And we just want to thank you for your time today and presenting the case for ballet.
Thank you.
Audiences.
Thank you for listening.
And we just want to congratulate you for a magnificent career and keeping the name of Delaware so high. And congratulations again. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. I love Delaware. Not a problem.